You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. In Studio A with a special guest this morning talking about an upcoming show. It's a sale, actually, of a wealth of different things, the main focus being records and music, but even more so than that this time. And we have from the NMU Vinyl Record Club here on our campus, it's Mr. John Teichman. Good morning and welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you back in, John.
Yeah, this will be our Farl sale coming up next Saturday, October 6th. There'll be like 15,000 vinyl records, but so much more than that. I really think it's become kind of like a pop culture expo.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
In terms of just really something for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like we were talking before this, so the main focus again being records, music, whatever medium that may fall under, whether it's vinyl, CDs. I think sometimes cassettes are available.
Oh yeah, cassettes and 8-tracks, of course. And also, you know, music-related stuff. So posters and prints and T-shirts. And this time we have artists that'll be at tables as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Jackie Lambert from City by the Lake Jewelry and Daniel Graveland, who does a lot of like skull stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Tim Rudman, who does a lot of pen and ink drawings, local artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a really exciting day. What really ties it all together, I think, is people coming out. This is a must-come-to event. So much of this stuff is available online in some format, but there's no real replacement from the physical experience, the physical media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for whether they're collectors of that or whether they're just fans of the art of it, too, there's something to be said about taking a physical piece of art and being able to flip it over and look through liner notes and things like that, maybe crack open a package and see what's inside of it too.
Yeah, the gatefold covers, the picture discs, the colored vinyl, and we'll have music playing for 6 hours. This is a free event. It'll be happening over at Whitman Hall. People who grew up in Marquette maybe remember Whitman Elementary School. Mm-hmm. It's now Whitman Hall on the campus of Northern Michigan University. And we'll be in the Whitman Commons, which is the old gymnasium in the center of the building. So lots of space to stretch out and explore everything.
Right, absolutely. And what date is this coming up for our listeners?
Yeah, it'll be Saturday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And arrive early for best selection, of course. There's so much to see.
Absolutely. So the corner of Norway and Fair here in Marquette is going to be the next vinyl record show. And like we said, too, it's more than vinyl records this time. There's going to be records, tapes, CDs, posters, jewelry even. I mean, like you said, this is kind of becoming an expo in a way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we really try to curate. I know that's kind of a buzzword these days, but to curate something for everybody. The idea that, you know, the more people that are there presenting, the more that people can explore, and you know, you can see your friends. There are people that we see at these events kind of exclusively that come from Petoskey, that come from below the bridge, that come from up in the Keweenaw or on the west end of the UP. So your whole listening area, really. You know?
Absolutely, yeah. And with that, with folks coming into town too, I don't know if I've asked before, is this also kind of a swap in some ways? Are there ways that people could bring other things to maybe swap or sell?
Yeah, the public's certainly invited to bring their vinyl to trade. I think that, you know, if you've got records that you don't listen to, that you have in a box or a crate, you know, you've got about a dozen people at different tables that would love to look at them and do some horse trading with you. And it's a great way to rehome your records. And, you know, the best thing to do, I think, is to play your records. And if you're not going to play them, you know, bring them to the show and trade them in for something you do want to listen to.
Right, right. And with this event, too, is this a cash-only affair for those transactions, too?
Yeah, I mean, a number of the dealers do swiping. You know, I do swiping
like
as well,
so
people can swipe cards, you know.
Sure, sure.
And I think that, you know, we want to make it as easy as possible for people. I mean, one thing that's been said at past events is, you know, cash is king and credit's queen.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So you have the whole royal family in a sense. So.
Yeah, yeah. And it will be a royal event for sure. I mean, I think that, you know, it's also Parents Weekend on campus, so parents and students can definitely come. And I think that it's an all-ages event, from newborns to grandparents, and everybody in between is there.
Right. And if you have families that are there, maybe there'll be some generational passing of musical ideas and recommendations, too.
Oh, yeah. The Neil Diamond, the Barbra Streisand, the Cat Stevens. Yeah. I mean, I think people really resonate with the music of their youth, and it will be on display next Saturday.
Yes. And I believe there's also a Facebook event that people could look for.
Yeah. If they just look up NMU Vinyl Record Club, Saturday, October 6th, it'll pop up on Facebook. They can post requests there and they can reach out to the vendors and dealers as well.
Excellent. Excellent. And just a reminder to our listeners, we're speaking with John Teichman from the NMU Vinyl Record Club, talking about the vinyl record show happening this Saturday, the coming Saturday, October 6th, from 10 to 4 p.m. at the Whitman Hall Commons this time around, which is on the corner of Norway and Fair right here in Marquette. John, is there anything else that you'd like to add about the expo event?
Well, we also are open 7 days a week at Irontown Antiques in Negaunee, in downtown Negaunee. There's about 1,000 records out there, so that's another place to check out. But we'd love to see people come out next Saturday, and thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Make sure you bring your crate to this event, with whether you're loaded up with things to bring or you want to just have some extra room for some vinyl. Thanks again, John.
Thank you.